The European Parliament's Civil Liberties Committee has been probing the US and UK spying scandals now for the past 10 weeks. Leaked documents show that the European institutions have been targeted by the US National Security Agency. The head of computer security at the European Commission has told the inquiry that the EU institutions, agencies and bodies are very high-value targets for cyber attacks.
And this can be in order to steal privileged political information, in order to steal economic information, or in order to manifest political discontent, activism, but that's, let's say, the lesser problem in the discussion of today. But we are regularly targeted by cyber attacks, that's obvious.
It has been put to the inquiry that the EU is reluctant to invest in the necessary technology that would help to protect computer systems and personal information of citizens.
These guys at the other side, they spent billions and billions to break in. You need to decide if you at some point are capable of defending yourself against such an enemy.
Many experts believe it will always be impossible to 100% ensure that computer and phone systems are safe from cyber attack.
You may be able to trace if information is leaking, but in the absolute value, it's very, very difficult.
The inquiry has previously heard that millions of ordinary citizens have had their personal information illegally examined by spying agencies operating from the US, UK, Germany, France, the Netherlands and Sweden. The politicians who are running this inquiry say that they have been shocked by the expert testimonies showing how extensive the US and UK spying activities are. The inquiry was supposed to finish its job this week, but now additional hearings have been scheduled for December to allow time for more issues to be probed. Jerome Hughes, Press TV at the European Parliament, Brussels.